Hi, everyone. I'm Rolling Redneck.
I'm Sphincter Envy.
And you're listening to
We Roll With It. Welcome back. This is episode number 2. And tonight, what are we discussing, Rolling Redneck?
We're discussing Halloween, everybody. As well as cosplay, in case, you know, this doesn't get up before Halloween. Which, given the nature of our disabilities, is entirely possible.
Yeah, I'd say verging on likely. When we get a sponsor, this is where we will plug them, but since we don't have them, we'll let Rolling Redneck tell you about his YouTube channel.
Well, actually, I was going to talk to you about a little fun wheelchair life hack. But yeah, I do run a YouTube channel called Rolling Redneck, basically. I play a lot of Japanese role-playing games, and I'll get into why I do that later. But if you like Final Fantasy, Dragon Quest, games like that, and you just need someone with a really deep voice to help you tune out, come to my YouTube channel.
He has a very nice deep voice, I think. He says he doesn't have a good voice, and I think that's bullshit, but anyways, what do I know?
I probably could impersonate Barry White.
So, I'm Sphincter Envy, and on my YouTube channel, I talk a lot about myself, disability advocacy, of course, but also because I am a young woman of 35 and a quadriplegic, I talk about my active sex life, a lot about kink, gaming. I have a really fucked up sense of humor. And yeah, I'm also a writer. What, author and writer and comedian, I think, sometimes. But I'm pretty funny, I think. And I like to get out and do stuff, so.
I think you're pretty funny, too.
Aw, thank you, Rolling Redneck. I think you're very funny, too. And that's why we're doing this. You know us, Rolling Redneck. Well, that's Rolling Redneck. I'm Sphincter Envy. So, Rolling Redneck, what is your favorite kind of candy?
Getting right into the main point of Halloween, aren't we?
Yeah, some would say.
Let's see. Well, personally, I kind of like Kit Kats. Especially because now they're actually releasing all the wacky flavors they used to reserve only for Japan.
Yeah.
Like, before, we just got regular chocolate Kit Kats, but in Japan over there, they got, like, every weird kind of Kit Kat you can think of. But now they're bringing some of those over here, and I'm liking the chocolate donut Kit Kats.
Oh, I've never had the chocolate donut. Oh, I haven't even seen them. That sounds pretty cool.
If you want, I'll bring some by next time I drop over.
Let's say one, not some. Please.
Fair enough.
I like the strawberry ones. Those are good.
Yeah. What's your favorite candy, SE?
Gosh. I have a lot. One of my favorites is 100 grand. I always want to say 1,000 grand. But that's not how that works.
1,000 grand, I think, is a million.
Yeah. 100 grand. I really like Reese cups, anything chocolate peanut butter. Oh, another one of my favorites is, I can't think of the name right now. Damn it. Of course, when I'm on the spot. Oh, Take 5. Those are great. And I love Twix. Twix are awesome.
Two for you, not for me. They got the cookies and cream Twix. Those are good.
Oh shit, I didn't know that either. Yeah, it's
I
probably
think
best I
my
don't know these things.
I think your doctor would agree, yes.
Yeah.
But what candy could you do without?
Candy corn. Fuck candy corn. As I recently saw a TikTok from someone's sister, they sent me. Yes, it does taste like wax. At least, yeah. Sugary wax.
I'm still
What about you?
confused about what the hell candy corn is.
I know. It's neither candy nor corn. Well, I guess technically it's candy, but whatever. It's fucking gross, and candy's not supposed to be gross. What about you?
Well, I don't like mints.
Oh, really? No, any kind of mint?
Not really, no. I mean, it might have a effect refreshing your breath. They shouldn't market it as candy.
Oh.
Or any kind of hot candy, really, like those
Hot tamales.
Yeah, if I'm going for candy, I want to go for something sweet and not something that'll give me
Yeah.
heartburn.
They're not even like the chocolate mints, like the Andes mint covered in chocolate.
They're tolerable. Like if I eat some chocolatey and that's the only thing, mom had in her purse, okay, fine.
Oh, candy, I really like at Halloween. I really liked those caramel apple pops, the lollipops. Those were really good. Yeah, I used to like those a lot. I don't like them quite as much now, especially because you have to keep getting someone to take the lollipop out of your mouth. So you're not just like,
Yeah, I could
ha
see the practical
ha ha.
limitations of that, yes.
Ha. Can't drive my chair with this stick in my mouth. Or I could try, but it's not working very much, and I don't want to keep trying. And I used to really like those Lifesaver lollipops around Halloween, too, the ones that are like half cream or milk or whatever. Those were good. Love Milk Duds too. Milk Duds are awesome.
Malted milk balls or
Ugh.
Whoppers, those are great.
Ugh, I don't like those. I could do without those. Those could fuck off and die, and I'd never see them again, and I'd be fine with it.
So don't bring you a full carton of malted milk balls, Charlene. Got it.
No robin's eggs around Easter, nothing. No.
So now they've gotten the main point out of the way.
Well,
Do you have any other
I
candy you want
had.
to talk about, or?
Yeah, it's candy related. What kind of snacks did you hate getting on Halloween from, when you go trick or treating?
Let's see, trying to think. It's been a long while since I've been trick or treating. We'll get
Oh,
into
yes,
very young kids.
I forgot. Okay, well, hypothetically, what do you think you would get really pissed off at? Besides candy corn.
People trying to slide little Bible tracts into the trick or treat line.
Yes, absolutely. Like inside the candy bar. Like it's a golden ticket. It's a golden ticket to heaven.
Yeah, you try to insert your religion in the candy bug, and you just become the biggest douche on the block.
I never actually got any candy that pissed me off, really. But I always heard of like people having dentists as parents, and like so they would give out floss or like toothbrushes as as their Halloween giveaway.
Well, that's perfectly fine if
Well,
you're
I
giving them
think
candy with it.
that's true. That's yes. If you don't want your house to get toilet papered or egged, you should do both. But yeah, I think if I just got a toothbrush or some floss or toothpaste, that would piss me off. I've always thought about that. Also, fentanyl. These days, I think some fentanyl would piss me off. So, yeah. Or my kid getting some fentanyl disguised as candy. So, yeah. That's some scary shit.
Yeah, but let's be very clear for the parents here. Drugs are expensive, and people aren't giving out drugs to kids just for a joke.
No, they're not. But sometimes some.
And I really don't understand how this took off in the how this theory took off.
Because shit happens and people are not responsible. People are irresponsible. That's how. And sometimes addicts have kids. And people who shouldn't have kids. So. But, anyways, back to candy and Halloween.
Oh, Rice Krispie treats. Those are great.
Oh, yes, I love Rice Krispie treats.
Especially when someone takes time to make them homemade and give them out.
Hell yeah, those are always great. Those are always my favorite edible. Homemade Rice Krispie treats.
Didn't know they made those.
Oh yeah. That's what pisses me off about professional, like high grade edibles. It's when they're made out of Rice Krispie treats. It's like, what a waste of a Rice Krispie treat. You don't even get to eat the whole thing. You just get to eat a quarter of it. So don't do that to the Rice Krispie treat.
Yeah, you eat the whole crispy,
It's.
you eat the whole thing, you end up seeing God for a week.
Yeah, no, and not in a good way. You end up in the ER and be like, I can feel myself touching my arm, but I don't really. Well, no, I messed that joke up, but a friend of ours knows the joke because I'm talking about her. But
Public service announcement, I don't do edibles, so I'm just going by secondhand accounts. What is your favorite Halloween memory, actually? This just came to my brain. Pardon me.
favorite memory. As a kid or an adult?
Yes.
Let's see, as a kid, it was kind of a feeling. It may be more fall than Halloween, I don't know. But my mom took me downtown, and there was like this inflatable bouncy house slash slide, and you got to go in there and draw, and it was really cold, but it was really fun. I think it was just me and her, and I think you probably got a prize for doing that, and people were in costumes, where little kids were. I think that was it, probably. As a kid, and now as an adult, probably any of my times at the cosplay contest Halloween party that at the place where you and I met, those were awesome. That is where I would love to be on Halloween.
Let's see. For me, as a kid, it would have to be in kindergarten, and my class was like special ed-ish, I think. And they would take us around the school to a where they would hide gift baskets for each kid, like a gift basket for some kid would be in one place, and another one for another kid would be another place, and we'd explore the school with the, in a, as a class.
Yeah.
And we ended up exploring the basement of the school for the
Oh,
first time. And actually, it was like the administrative support staff room in the basement.
creepy.
And my Halloween gift basket thingy was in the physical therapy room.
What was in it?
Candy and I think some flashcards.
Cool. That sounds awesome.
As adults, it my favorite Halloween memory would have to be seeing you dressed in that costume that won you the contest.
Oh.
Why don't you tell the audience what your costume was?
Well, I think I almost won. I don't know if I actually won. But, I was dressed in a Superman leotard, well, or outfit, I guess. It was a makeshift one, but and I went and I had a name tag on it, and it said, "Hi, my name is Christopher Reeves."
Yeah, I couldn't be the one to say it. I wanted you to say it.
Thanks. Yeah. That was probably my favorite. I wish I had saved it for like further on a couple years later when I had become more popular. And I would have for sure would have won. But yeah. Anyways, that, yeah, that was great. Oh, and if you look on our Patreon, you can see a picture of all my cosplays, and that leads us into our favorite costumes as kids. Speaking of, what were yours, Rolling Redneck? I really want to know.
Let's see. I'm guessing my favorite costume would have to be the time when it's Darth Vader. I actually hadn't seen the Star Wars movies yet, but Darth Vader looks scary, and it came with the free sword.
Okay, what about the next one?
Let's see. I think that was the last Halloween I celebrated as a kid. We'll get to that shortly. But as far as actual costumes, I got a ratty flannel jacket and some ratty clothes and as an adult and went as a hobo to a Halloween party.
I wasn't expecting that. I thought you were getting ready to say Mankind. The wrestler's like, oh, cool.
Oh, no. I wouldn't know. I don't really watch wrestling.
Didn't until I. Well, I had. Anyways, that's another story. That's a, another story for maybe another episode. We'll see. Let us know if you want us to talk about wrestling. I've got a lot to say because I watch it. I watch all the pay-per-views with my monkey man. So, all right. So, my favorite costumes as a child. And you can see several of these costumes on the Patreon. That sounds so old. The Patreon. That's how you know you're getting old, is you put the in front of everything. It's the Walmart, the Aldi, the Patreon. But
The lack of
anyways,
sanity.
the lack of giving a fuck. Yeah, so one of my favorites was Cleopatra. I remember my mom did my makeup. Really cool, and I love that. That cat eye. It was very cool. And then there was a devil.
Oh yeah, the devil, huh?
Devil is fun. And then I did not even remember this one until I was looking through the photos today. Apparently, it was a fortune teller. And at first, I was like, oh, it's a gypsy. And then I realized, no, that's very un-PC these days. But also, I have my hand on a crystal ball that's glowing. So, that to me is this fortune teller. And then, okay, and all of those were pre-stroke. And then afterwards, my parents had to get creative. And one of the ones that they got creative with was the Queen of Scream, where I was the queen on top of a float, so they turned my chair into a float. So that was pretty cool. And after that, it was just multiple cats. Trying to think of another one that I did as a kid. Oh, I went as Claudia from Interview with the Vampire, but I could not find a picture of it today, and I know there were pictures, I just can't find them, so I'll find them eventually, I'm sure. We'll see if there's any
I've
more
never actually
from.
seen that movie.
Oh, it's really good, the first one, anyways. Yeah, they didn't redo it. They redid it. They made a show. The show's pretty good, but it's very different than the movie. But the movie's great.
I just want to take a moment to plug a movie I saw that I showed you. I don't know if you watched it. The Legend of the Seven Golden Vampires. It's a 70s kung fu flick. It basically stars Van Helsing going to China to help fight some Asian vampires. And Van Helsing has to adapt to the different rules that the vampires abide by with his kung fu companions. It's kind of great, kind of an artifact of its time, but a really decent watch, you know, if you already watched 20 different horror movies that same week. So, yeah.
I hope this didn't stop recording.
Well, it's still recording on my end, so.
It's still going.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just slow. Phew. That scared me. Made my paralyzed little butthole pucker for a second. I was like, oh no.
That's a new way to put it.
Yes, my mom coined that phrase for me, and she said, I think my Aunt Lisa that died said it. And then she also said this one for when something smells really bad, it'll knock a buzzard off a shit wagon. So, yeah, there you go. Anyways, trying to think if there's any other. Oh, also, I didn't know this, but when I was really tiny, they dressed me up as a pumpkin. That's so cute, this pumpkin costume.
I think every baby gets dressed as a pumpkin.
Probably, they're just like, sit down, put this on, quit
But
moving.
it's more like, I think, like, okay, we need something that'll fit the baby that doesn't take him long to get in, doesn't take as long to get into, and
Yeah.
he's a baby, he doesn't care anyway. Just, here's pumpkin. Now, some of you listeners at home may have noticed that I was a little bit vague on my participation in Halloween as a kid, right?
Yeah, way to participate.
Yeah. So, I'm going to save a lot of the details of this for if and when we do a religion episode, but the broad strokes for this purpose is this. When I was 8, my mom transferred us to a church that was really, really against Halloween for some reason. And when I explained this to Sphincter Envy, she was a little confused. And I'll be blunt, confusion is the appropriate reaction. For Lebanon's out of the air, we talk about Jesus' love and all that stuff, love thy neighbor, love thy family, love thy God, whatever, whatever. And then October, every Wednesday night, something turned different. We would stop talking about God,
Different.
and we'd take all the kids from their Wednesday night classes
Lucky you.
to the sanctuary, where the pastor would talk to us about why Halloween was satanic. And why everyone else, why, no, why everything else was satanic. And when I say what he thought everything was satanic, I'm not exaggerating. He thought Halloween was satanic. He thought pretty much every children's property was satanic. He'd have this whole list made by people who probably had a lot of untreated mental illnesses, really, of things that were satanic and why. And this list included, I'm not joking, Lucky Charm cereal.
Well, can you blame him?
Now,
Okay, but go ahead.
I mean, I guess from a health standpoint, you could say they're satanic. But if an actual disabled person like myself were to go around telling people that breakfast cereal was satanic, I'd probably get a 72-hour commitment with grippy socks. But a preacher can say Lucky Charms the cereal is satanic, and everyone's like, this is a pillar of the community. How's that for a double standard? And here's the weird part of what happened with the whole Halloween thing. During one of these Wednesday night anti-Halloween sermons, he'd play a video about Satanism, and it featured this guy who
He's
claims,
really committed to his faith.
again, this is just what he claimed. I'm not saying it's true or not. Well, actually, I'm saying it's not true because it's bullshit. But he claimed that he took part in a satanic sacrifice as a kid, where he, egged on by both their parents, killed his best friend on an altar. And further, he claims that the police helped him cover it up because the police were agents of the devil or something.
Agents of the devil.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll tell you where this gets really funny. Every other month of the year, it's always like, respect the police, back the blue, October. And then it comes October.
Wow.
By the way, the police are secretly in league with
Really?
satanic sacrifice cults.
Is it that blatantly obvious?
Yeah.
Like, so 11 months out of the year, they're all up the police's asshole, right?
Yeah.
Except for 1 month, they're like, don't trust the police. They're not as great as we told you they were. Except, of course, they don't say nothing about we. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, so we didn't do trick or treating. We didn't do haunted houses. pretty much any
Yeah,
Halloween
fun.
activity you could think of. We didn't do it because the pastor had some weird theory about it, including bobbing for apples. And we didn't even do the knockoff Christian versions of
Yeah.
Halloween, like the Hallelujah houses either. Like, well, even if we tried to do it a Christian version, it's still participating in Halloween. So I gotta respect him for the commitment, at least.
I guess. Not really, but okay. I respect you for respecting the home you grew up in. I'll give you that.
I mean, I respect commitment to the bit.
Okay,
I don't
the
respect the
bit.
beliefs, but at least they're
Okay.
committed to the bit, not
Yes,
just
yeah.
half-assing it. But now that I'm older and out of the toxic environment, I've done a little participation in Halloween every now and again.
And you didn't engulf in flames, did you?
No,
Okay.
that's just when I try to cook spicy food. And I've certainly noticed that it's a lot different than we were kids.
Yeah.
I would actually argue that Halloween is more wheelchair accessible than when I was a kid.
Absolutely. I was noticing some things when I was doing some research for this episode. I was like, you know what? I totally could not afford it this year, but next year, I am totally being one of the accessible households. I am saving up for some fucking candy and putting out a sign so that people know 2 weeks in advance that they can come here with their kid in a wheelchair and come up to my porch, my flat ass porch, and their kid can be seen on Halloween. Because I just learned about that shit.
Neat.
And yeah, I'm doing it. But I also then thought about, they also have a lot of germs and shit. But hey, I'll wear a mask. I'll put my face shield on. Totally fine. But yeah, this year, I just found out about it like 2 days ago. And we've spent all our food stamps already, so. And I spent too much money, so I'm broke. And I hate it. But next year, I'm doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have any kids in my neighborhood, so I don't really participate in the Halloween
Yeah,
part.
they.
So if I did have anyone participate, if there were kids, what I would do is I'd try to make a big bag of candy, and the first kid who got up to my door, I would just give him the whole bag and say, "You win," and shut the door and leave everyone confused.
Well, nobody ever trick-or-treats around us, or at least not in our neighborhood. But we do have a lot of kids like right across the street. The school bus stops and like 30 kids get off the bus. But yeah.
Yeah, what they do now instead of trick-or-treating is trunk-or-treating, where they all meet in the big public parking lot and everyone sets up like their own little displays. Like maybe someone has like a Mario display, there's a Batman display, a Joker display. And I guess, that's from an accessibility standpoint, that's pretty good because,
Yeah,
if you're in a
it's
wheelchair,
all one level.
you can't get upstairs.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I've always found them to be a bit sanitized. Like, let me explain what I mean. Like,
Yeah.
when I was a kid, we went to my friend's house in the suburbs. It was like a CSI on every lawn. Like, fake dead bodies, all that. But the trunk or treat organizations, they have like codes of conduct
Yeah.
rules for what you can and can't do. So it's
Yeah,
like
everybody's a liability.
you can't really have a CSI trunk.
Although, I bet they'd be popular if somebody had a fake dead body or a zombie in their trunk. Here, reach into this guy's gut to get your candy. I bet they'd be out of candy so fast.
Yeah. And then one of the old ladies or anything would be like, please leave, you're scaring me. Kids will probably fine. It's the old ladies that'll get pissed off.
Said, are there any costumes? Do you think that if you had the option, you might have wanted to try as a kid?
Maybe dress my wheelchair look like a Gundam or something? I don't know.
Yeah, that's one.
I became quite the anime geek, so either Goku, a Gundam. If I had the money, I go as a dragonborn from Skyrim.
A dragon, what from what Skyrim?
Yeah, the dragonborn, the main character from Elder Scrolls Skyrim. I think I might do a let's play of that actually,
Cool.
but that'll be for a whole other topic of discussion. Are there any costumes you're thinking about trying?
If there's ever another cosplay contest, I've always said that without a theme, if it's unthemed, I would want to go as a cat toy.
A cat boy?
Yes. Yeah.
Why not a cat girl?
There's a not a cat boy, a cat toy.
Oh, cat toy. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I think it's funny when I go as inanimate objects. Other than that,
If it wasn't for my wheelchair, I'd probably go as Batman. You can go as Superman again.
yeah. But then there's the idea that I pitched to you that I don't want to say out loud because I don't want anybody to steal it. So you may not remember it.
I do not.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyway, back to the how we do Halloween now. Let's see. One thing I do miss about, the kids going to the doors of the neighbors, there's always some magical, I guess the right word, about, going to the doors of your neighbors and meeting them face to face. Maybe I'm just old, I don't know.
No, it was lots of fun. One thing I wanted to say about that was that the Halloween after, or the first Halloween that I went to trick-or-treating with after my stroke was pretty memorable. Because, like you said, it's much more accessible now. But yeah, I never got one of those parties where it was accessible Halloween. So the yeah, with my siblings, it was pretty fucking awful. There were no curb cuts there in this neighborhood, and my sister basically just eventually went up to the door and was like, hey, she's paralyzed. She can't come to the door. Can we have some candy for her? And eventually, I was just like, I just want to go home. I'm cold. So, yeah, I totally get it. Yeah, it sucked. And so when that cosplay stuff happened, that was awesome. It brought some of the magic back, yeah. It was very cool.
And I also noticed that there are other ways people have tried to make it accessible, like, for kids with autism or whatever, they have them like blue buckets.
Yeah.
The way you say, hey, the kid doesn't talk.
Yeah.
On one hand, okay, but on the other hand, give him the candy if he doesn't talk.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't matter. You're just trying
But
not to
he
get too many
still got a
candies.
bucket.
Yeah.
Do you think
You're
they're
mad
not
that he
gonna
doesn't
give
say
him the
trick or treat.
candy?
Yeah, you're mad that he's not saying trick or treat. There are many other things in this world to be mad at.
Yeah. But
Like the fact that we're telling kids.
do you think that people aren't gonna give him candy?
Mean, that's the
Even though,
rationale.
well, I know, but he's got the bucket still.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I have
but
seen people who say, like, why can't the kid say trick or treat? He's not being very mannerly. I'm like, give the kid candy.
yeah, the kids are, or that person's a dick.
Yeah. Like, we have people telling kids they'll go to hell if they celebrate Halloween. Be mad at them.
And since when? What's this bullshit about a bucket? I always had a pillowcase, man. We meant business. A pillowcase can hold 5 pounds worth of candy, and it can be used as a weapon if someone tries to stop you for it. 5 pounds worth of candy in a pillowcase will hurt someone. Not a bucket. It's bullshit. Kids should be carrying pillowcases, not buckets.
Yeah, and
But I can't,
I also
I
noticed that
can't,
we're.
I can't ask
I'm sorry.
you. It's okay, I can't ask you what you did, because you grew up in a cult. So, listeners out there, I would like to know, what are you carrying these days? Not guns, buckets or pillowcases or plastic bags. Please let us know in tweets and on Patreon and stuff. Okay, now what were you saying?
I've also noticed that we're moving a little more toward making haunted houses accessible. Like, instead of haunted houses, they do like haunted corn mazes where, people will hide around the corners of the maze. Or they'll come out of the corn and stuff.
That's cool. I guess if you want to be scared. Don't think so. Fuck that.
Same. But I'd like your permission to go into serious mode.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I have also seen haunted mental hospital attractions. Like, there's one in Michigan, I think, like the Eloise Mental Hospital, and they try to market, the mental hospital is haunted for haunted houses and stuff. And I don't want to be that PC guy that gets offended by everything, but haunted mental hospitals are really bad taste. Using places where innocent people who were often abused in every way imaginable, including the really bad ways, or murdered just for allegedly being disabled. Let's remember that many of these hospitals had people, especially women, committed under false pretenses. Using these places for corny fun is just really bad. And especially as a disabled person with some mental illnesses myself, yeah, we really should move away from that.
Yeah. Just think of, now that you say it, I'm just thinking of all the women whose husbands put them away for hysteria. Hysteria. Women were horny. And they probably got put away for life, some of them, for that.
And better yet, they want to get rid of
It's
the man.
terrible.
They want to leave.
Either one, yeah.
What we should do is get those abandoned shopping malls that we have lying around now and make them the haunted houses.
Yeah.
Have some people go around in like bad 90s and 80s fashion, like maybe a zombie with, I don't know, grunge outfit or something.
And some KB toys.
Yeah.
Radio Shacks. Yeah, I think that would be good. Plus, people would love that Dawn of the Dead shit.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the stupid shopping mall.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's with the women, and my mother included, in the 90s? Of letting her 2, 9, and 10-year-olds walking around a neighborhood while she waits in the car. What the fuck? Oh, well, they're scrappy. I trust them. He'll look out for her sister. Okay, but somebody could still snatch her while he watches. What's he gonna do?
Women,
Come yell and tell me that they took her? But
isn't Halloween supposed to
Jesus.
be a family bonding event?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Trauma bonding, maybe. It's a
But
different time, man.
with some of the costumes people wear nowadays, it would be a trauma bond.
Hey, I am all for some sexy outfits, but I wanted to know what outfits you're talking about. Aside from the like sexy little girl outfits, I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's see. There's this site called Yandy, and every year they do like weird sexy outfits, like sexy corn, sexy Donald Trump.
Sexy corn.
Let me send it to you in the Discord if you can pull it up.
I do really like the gender bending cosplay outfits, though. Those are cool.
Yeah, and I want to make it clear, I have nothing against, sex positivity or that, you do you, but like some of the things I've seen marketed as sexy are just baffling.
Okay, I'm going to
Like
look.
sexy Donald Trump. And sometimes some of the sexy costumes will just be offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? That's
Like
not
I've
even
seen,
sexy.
I
The
know.
ear of corn.
Yeah. I think what's going on, these costume companies, they're just typing in sexy and just putting in random nouns.
Yeah, probably.
Sexy corn, sexy dentist, sexy fruit and vegetable platter. There's like, okay, get the word generator.
Yeah. It's probably AI coming up with it these days.
Oh dear God, I don't want to know how that'll end.
Yeah. Sexy chat GPT.
That will be what ends humanity. The AI having to come up with sexy costumes, and they'll be increasingly baffled that humans think this is sexy. Those are like, okay, this species is done. Let's take over. So, circling back to cosplay, you had a question.
Yes, I was wondering, have you ever cosplayed? And if you have, as what?
Let's see. Well, cosplay is a little out of my budget normally. But,
I know what you mean.
with some workarounds, I can jerry-rig something together. Get a regular suit, you know, black pants, black overcoat, and a like little dress shirt, some sunglasses, and a little laser pointer, and you're one of the men in black.
Yep. Pretty sure that's what you're going for.
Yeah, or maybe an a agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's like one of those generic agents that usually gets killed.
Or you could be one of the agents from The Matrix.
If only I had bothered to watch those movies.
Oh, the first one's great.
I actually probably could pull off a convincing Mr. Smith because I already have
Yeah.
crew cut hair usually. Proof that an agent could be hiding in anyone, even the guy in the wheelchair.
True. Especially a guy in a wheelchair. That's your ultimate ruse.
Yeah, I have no problem writing you out to the system if you do something that annoys me. Just ask anybody that parks in the handicap spot or in front of the curb cut. I will call the
Yeah.
police on you. You know what? It works because ever since that time somebody parked in the front of the curb cut and I called the police on them, that curb cuts remained relatively free every time I went out there.
Yeah, hell yeah. That if you vote, you get the right to bitch and call the police. Otherwise, I don't think you have the right to bitch or call the police. Yeah, but we won't get into politics today. All right, I think that's it, Rolling Redneck.
Yep. Have a nice
Well,
day,
it's
everybody.
fun.
Like and
Or not.
subscribe to our podcast
Please.
or to our YouTube channels.
Yep, and you can only find exclusive content, pictures from my past Halloweens and cosplays. Because yeah, I will have all my past cosplays up on the Patreon. I said it again, the Patreon. On our Patreon. So, please give us your $5. And yeah, that'd be great. We love you long time. That's racist, I'm sorry. But these days, who, what isn't? So, all right. Good night. Thank you. We love you.
I like you.
And
I'm not
I
much for
was
loving
speaking.
you.
Well, I guess you guys will have to prove your love to him. So, which makes sense. I'm way too loving and forgiving.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rolling Redneck. Thank you for listening to this episode about Halloween and cosplay. We hope you'll stick around for next episode when we discuss awareness projects, like disability awareness. Some of what we have to say may surprise you, and it may surprise each other, too. Have a nice day.